And now to another major battle. President Trump hasn't yet nominated a replacement for Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy, but the fight over confirming that nominee has already begun. It's going to be intense and expensive. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
The first ad went online the afternoon that Kennedy gave notice. It's from the Judicial Crisis Network, a conservative nonprofit.
Like they did before, extremists will lie and attack the nominee. But don't be fooled. President Trump's list includes the best of the best. And with your help...
Carrie Severino has been with the Judicial Crisis Network since 2010. She said ads will get more specific once Trump chooses the nominee. She also said liberal attacks on Republican nominees have gotten kind of predictable.
We've seen that this has become part of their playbook to do character assassination and distortions of people's records, and we want to make sure there's someone there to defend the nominee who is not really in a position to defend him or herself.
Plenty of other conservative groups are mobilizing, too. The Koch brothers, Americans for Prosperity, the Susan B. Anthony Fund, Heritage Action.
There are well over 100 different organizations, grassroots groups on the center, right, libertarian, who are very excited about this nomination.
The obvious flashpoint on the nomination is the abortion rights ruling, Roe v. Wade. Kennedy has upheld abortion rights. Trump has promised justices who will overturn Roe. Adrian Kimmel is vice president of NARAL Pro-Choice America. She said the organization's 1.5 million members will be contacting senators.
Any nominee that they vote on of Trump's is a vote to overturn Roe. Like, that is our focus, to ensure that that message is communicated.
Supreme Court nominees are almost always confirmed, but some liberal groups say this won't be like other confirmation fights. Christine Lucius is with the Leadership Conference, an umbrella group of more than 200 organizations supporting civil and human rights.
This president, different than others, has clear litmus tests and has a short list of 25 nominees who have all passed those litmus tests. And two of those litmus tests go directly to access to health care.
That is abortion rights and the Affordable Care Act. The Leadership Conference points to an interview Trump gave to Boston public radio station WGBH early in 2016. He was talking about tests for new Supreme Court justices.
We're going to have a very strong test, but we want good, strong, conservative people that are extremely smart.
He talked about Chief Justice John Roberts, a Republican appointee.
I'm disappointed in Roberts because he gave us Obamacare. You know, he had two chances to end Obamacare. He should have ended it by every single measurement, and he didn't do it, so that was a very disappointing one.
With health care in the debate, Lucis said this battle will look more like Trump's attempts to repeal Obamacare, which the Senate rejected.
I think you're going to see more passion, more people demanding the Senate say no.
To have this high-decibel debate, each side is expected to spend tens of millions of dollars. That kind of money can win you a Senate seat. But a Senate term only goes for 6 years. The Supreme Court bench is good for a lifetime. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.